Episode 57, Rain Man Podcast. And before we get to the topic at hand, this podcast was just going to be about movies. I was going to break down my top 10, my favorite movies of all time. But before we can get to that subject, we have to talk about pro wrestling, or more specifically, we got to talk about Hulk Hogan. Even if you don't watch wrestling, you know who Hulk Hogan is. You've heard of him. He is a wrestling icon. He's a pop culture icon. Everybody knows his terminology, the brother, and say your prayers, and, you know, the red and yellow. And he's done movies, comic books. He has cartoons. The man has done it all. He's a big part of my childhood, and still is. Unfortunately, 8 years ago, he had a phone conversation, and little did he know, I don't know if it was a phone conversation or it was recorded during a sex tape that was made with Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan and the word sex shouldn't even be in the same category or the same sentence, but it is what it is. But apparently Hulk Hogan said some things. a bit unflattering, one would say. Some would say racist. Let's get right into it, all right? And I quote, Hulk Hogan was quoted as saying, this is in reference to his daughter, Hulk Hogan's daughter. She may be dating a black guy, all right? And this is Hulk Hogan's thoughts on it. And there is no allegedly he said this. This news story came out, and Hulk Hogan immediately apologized for it. So this is, he said it. He admits to saying this, all right? So, and I quote, Hogan said, I mean, I'd rather she was going to fuck some nigger. I'd much rather have her marry an 8-foot-tall nigger worth $100 million. Like a basketball player, end quote. I'm not laughing at that, I'm sorry. I'm just laughing at, I wish I could do a Hulk Hogan impersonation. I wish I had that. I just want to hear him say that. Anyway, this is pretty fucked up. The WWE, or WWF, as some of you might remember it, has cut ties from Hogan entirely. He is not on the website. He's been removed from the TV show that they have going on called Tough Enough. He was a co-host, or I should say he was a judge, one of three judges. Not anymore. He's gone from it. WWE is pretty much going to erase this man from the history books. And it's going, as a fan of wrestling, it's going to be very interesting to see WWE and see them try to do that, because Hulk Hogan is so ingrained in pro wrestling that you just, there's no way of dodging him, you know? So it's going to be interesting. And another interesting thing is, you know, that WWE is coming out and they're being, you know, they're saying they don't put up with this, and they have no, you know, they're against any racial shit like that. When you look at the company and their treatment of black wrestlers, it's pretty funny. I've always said, in that company, if you're a black man and you're going to work for the WWE, there's only two roles you're going to play, and that is the happy dancing black man or the really angry black man. What I mean by that, the junkyard dog, you know, he would come out, you know, shaking his ass with a fucking chain around his neck. Bad News Brown. His character was basically, he's black and angry. That was it. that's all he had. And I could sit here for hours talking about, you know, Coco Beware. Just think of any black wrestler. They were either dancing or they were just upset. That's it. That's the range Vince McMahon thinks a black man has in pro wrestling. But, it's pretty fucked up. I just had to bring that up because, you know, and everybody knows, you know, I love pro wrestling, and especially all the 80s stuff, and it's going to be pretty, it's going to be interesting to see as this story develops. Probably one of my favorite things to watch as, like, something like this goes on, like somebody in the public eye says some racial stuff. I'm always interested in, the black celebrities that stick up for them. I don't know why. I'm just always... Dennis Rodman already immediately, he's supporting Hulk Hogan. He's saying he's not racist. You know, back in WCW, Dennis Rodman was actually a partner of Hulk Hogan on a couple of pay-per-views, as ridiculous as that sounds. But, yeah. We'll see who else pops up. It's going to be pretty interesting to see. Hogan can come back from this, believe it or not. All right? Dog the Bounty Hunter. Remember when that tape came out and he was saying nigger this and nigger that. And now that motherfucker, he's back on TV. So Hogan can come back from this. Give him a couple of years, 3 or 4. I think he'll be back. They won't forget. But he'll be back. All right? So anyway... Just had to get that off my chest very quickly. Let's get right into this. My list of my favorite top 10 movies of all time. This was, by the way, inspired by Mr. Biff Sweetwater. All right. I was listening to his podcast, and he was reading a list of, you know, the greatest Marvel films. And he, you know, basically broke it down and he made his own list. Top 10 Marvel movies. And as I was listening to it, I just thought it'd be cool if I just make just a quick list, top 10 my favorite films of all time, and just put it out. All right, so here it is. Let's just start the podcast. All right, brother. All right, here we go. Top 10 right here, all right? This isn't greatest movies of all time. These are just my favorite movies. Top 10, I know I'm missing a bunch. I could easily make a list of 100, my favorite 100 films ever, but I doubt anyone wants to sit down and listen to this. So bear with me and listen to the top 10 favorite movies, all right? Here we go. Let's jump right into it. This isn't in any particular order, except for the top three, all right? Anything below three, just my favorite movies, all right? So here we go, right now. Number 10, From Dusk Till Dawn, directed by Robert Rodriguez, and I believe, like, executive producer Quentin Tarantino, because the movie, if you've never seen From Dusk Till Dawn, it feels like two separate movies. The first half feels like... Quentin Tarantino, it's about two brothers. They're trying to cross the border to Mexico to get away, and, you know, they're bank robbers. And that's the first half of the movie. The second half of the movie is about, like, Mexican vampires. Like, it's really fucking trippy. Take my word for it. If you're into, like, vampire movies, or if you're into, like, bank robbery movies, I think this movie has everything for you. And it has Selma Hayek stripping. So if you want to see that. And like I said, Mexican vampires. So very original. I think you'll enjoy it very much. All right, that's number 10. Number 9. Oh, and by the way, that From Dusk Till Dawn, first time I seen that movie, 14 years old, my mom took me to go see that. All right, just had to get that out the way. Because number 9 is the movie Grease. Another movie my mother introduced me to. Grease, anytime that movie's on TV, I could watch it. It doesn't matter. I don't give a shit if I'm about to go to sleep or if I just wake up. Just, you know, you're just changing channels and shit. If that's on TV, I stop and I watch it because I just love that movie. I love the music. John Travolta is just, you know, what is this? This is like at his prime, I'm guessing, right? You know, during that time. I just love the movie. All right, I seen it on Broadway. My mom took me to go see that. I think I was like my 18th like birthday or something like that, either 17th or 18th birthday. We went to go see it on Broadway in New York. It was the shit. It was awesome. And a bonus as well. You know the actress Lucy Lawless? She was in the show Xena, Warrior Princess. Well, when we went to go see Grease, Lucy Lawless was playing the role of Rizzo. The character Rizzo in that movie, and she did everything. She sang, she danced, she did all that shit. So yeah, 2 for 1. I got to see Grease and I got to see Xena, so it's pretty badass. All right, what is that's number 9. Number 8, is a film called It Follows. This movie just came out this year, which is pretty weird that a movie that just came out is on my, you know, one of my favorite, you know, top 10 lists. But I think the reason why is because it's a horror movie, and it's one of the few horror movies that I actually like. I don't, you know, I'm not a big fan of, like, I don't know, I never got into Poltergeist or, you know, Nightmare on Elm Street or Friday the 13th. Like, I never got into those. The Paranormal Activity, which I don't know why that movie has made as much money as it has or why they keep having sequels. I think it's, like, up to, like, 5, like, Paranormal Activity 5. I just don't fucking get it. Even the first one I thought was stupid. Like, it was supposed to be grounded in reality, but this is what took me out of it. This guy, if you've never seen Paranormal Activity, it's about a chick who's possessed by the devil and, like, her boyfriend just wants to record it. Just, you know, don't we all want to do that when we find out our girlfriend is possessed by the devil? It just was stupid as shit. And then what made it worse was, he's, I don't know, maybe it's just because I'm a piece of shit. He stuck with her throughout this whole shit. If I found out my girlfriend was possessed by the devil, do you think I would be staying with her? Do you think I would be in the same house? Do you know what I would do? Huh? This is what would happen, all right? She would go to work. I'd be home. As soon as she left, all right, babe, see you when you get home. As soon as she leaves, I'm packing my shit. I'm getting my clothes. I'm getting my Xbox. I'm getting my cat. Let's go, Francis. We're getting the fuck out of there. Get the fuck out of here. There's no pussy that good that is going to keep me around a possessed chick. It's not happening. So that just threw me out of the movie. So, all right, so take that for what it is. All right, that's number, 8? What, no, 10, 9, 8. All right, here we go. Number 7 on my list, Biloxi Blues. Biloxi Blues is a, it was a play first, then it was made into a movie with, you know what? I can't think of the main actor's name. Fuck, he's in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I was about to say Matthew McConaughey. No, it's not. Matthew Broderick, that's his name. He's in this movie, Biloxi Blues. It's about, what is it about? it's about the war. Like, well, I don't know which Vietnam or I don't know which one it is, but no, it's not Vietnam. Pearl Harbor? One of those fucking wars. There's so many. There's so many damn wars, but it's just about kids. A coming-of-age tale of a young man who, he gets drafted and he isn't a man yet. You know, he's just coming. It's a coming-of-age film. So please definitely check that out. See that movie. I think it's a really good movie. And Christopher Walken's in it. He plays the drill instructor, and he's you know, he's incredible. It's probably my favorite Christopher Walken performance of his. All right. So, okay. That's number 7, right? So, all right. Here we go. Number 6, Terminator 2, Judgment Day. I have no idea what's going on with that franchise right now. It's at number 5. If you've never seen any Terminator movie, just go part 1, part 2, and then just stop. Don't continue. Don't stop. You don't need to see 3. You sure as hell don't need to see 4. And for the love of God, I don't even know why part 5 even exists. All right? But part 2 is a goddamn masterpiece. Some of the best, like, chase scenes in any action film. And just all around, just a badass movie. All right, awesome sci-fi, great storytelling. It's a great film. Great film. Action still holds up. Special effects still hold up, surprisingly. And yeah, please check it out. And a very quick shout out to Danny Penn recently on his show. On Fizz Button Radio, he mentioned if anybody has ever, you know, maybe cried while watching a movie, maybe they shouldn't have cried. Maybe it was a movie that, you know, didn't call for you to shed any tears, and you did. this is a movie right here. For me personally, I forgot how old I was, but I definitely shed a tear during the ending of this film. I don't want to spoil anything, but I fucking cried. It's a pretty sad, it's a sad moment, all right? And you go ahead. You can laugh. I don't give a shit. But I'll admit it. I did cry, all right? So there you go. Check that. And you know what? We're going to take a quick break from this list. Oh, that's a segue right there. We're going to do a quick promo for Fizzbutton Radio. And we were just talking about Fizzbutton Radio when we talked about Danny Pinn. All right? There you go.
Hey, if you're enjoying this podcast, do me a favor and go to fizzbutton.net and support the other great podcasts and radio stations over there. And when you go to the website, the website is constantly evolving. And I think this right here, right now, the Fizzbutton design is probably the best it's ever been. It's so simplified. You go on the site, www.fizzbutton.net, and right on the site, on the left-hand side, you got all the radio stations. Then on the right-hand side, you got all of the podcasts called The Podcast Party. And even when you click on that, everything's broke down into categories. It's the shit, all right? And it's just simple. Simple. It's as simple as that, all right? So go to the website, fizzbutton.net, check it out, and you can subscribe to my podcast and all the other fantastic and very talented podcasts. Thurs. I saved myself there. I almost stumbled on my last word. All right, let's just end this promo. God damn it.
All right, here we go. Number 5 on my list of my favorite films of all time. Number 5 is a film called 12 Angry Men. It is, I forgot when this movie was released. It's in black and white. Pretty old, pretty damn old movie. But it is a fantastic film, well acted. I don't know the names of any of the actors in this movie, all right? Just take my word from it. It's a fantastic film. It is about 12 jurors. The entire movie takes place, I believe 95% of the film, no, 98 maybe, or 99% of the film, it all takes place inside a jury room, all right? There's a few scenes where the guys are talking in the bathroom, but the majority of the film just takes place in this one room. With a table, 12 chairs, that's it. That's all you get. And it tells just a great story. Basically, a young man is he's on the stand, you know, for murder. And that's all you get. You don't get no more information. You get more information as you listen to the jurors discuss what's going on. And basically, 11 jurors just easily say that this man's guilty. Like, that's it. This, you know, this call it a day. And everybody has things to do. And there's one juror that he just questions everything. The kid's motive, everything. And the one man slowly starts to get everyone to change their guilty to not guilty. And it's just a great film. I really don't want to say anything else about it. Honestly, it's just a great movie. I'm sure you could find it at at a Best Buy or a Walmart. You could find it in like one of those like $5 bins, but it's a great film. So definitely check that out. Please watch that. Number 4. This is the only animated movie on this list. It's the only cartoon. The Iron Giant. I just love this film. It's about a boy. And he finds a giant robot. That's pretty much the plot. And the government finds out about it. And they want to take it because they believe it's a weapon. And that's all you need to know. And it's a great goddamn movie. It's it's just fucking awesome. The first time I seen that movie, I was like a camp counselor, and we took all the kids to the movies to see this. And I remember the kids were more excited about it than some of us, like all the teenagers, you know, all the counselors. And by the end of the movie, we loved it. I don't know about the kids. I mean, they liked it because, you know, they seen a giant robot, you know, on film. But it was just a great story. And then Vin Diesel plays the role of the Iron Giant, which he only says maybe like 10 lines in the movie. It's the same thing when he played Groot in Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah, very minimal. I could only imagine what his paycheck looked like. But yeah, so what can you do? And in a weird way, the giant, he kind of looks like Vin Diesel in this weird sort of way. But all right, that's number four, right? The Iron Giant. Watch that movie, all right? If you got kids, or, you know, even if you don't got kids, just watch it. It's just a great goddamn film, all right? Number three on this list, The Matrix, the first one, because the other two are just dog shit. But the first one was pretty goddamn groundbreaking. This movie, my sister took me to go see this, and it changed my fucking life forever. I've always said that, and I kind of get shit for this, but I don't compare these films, but I feel like when that film came out, like, that was my generation's Star Wars. You know, like, I could only imagine, like, the kids back then, when they went to go see Star Wars for the first time, and it just blew their fucking mind seeing all this crazy shit in a movie theater. That's how it was for The Matrix. I mean, think about how many movies mimicked, like how many movies did that whole, you know, the camera spins around and guys are shooting. Like, that movie really fucking changed the game. And that's another one, like Grease, that if it's on TV, I could watch it whenever. if my sister, my oldest sister who lives in New York, if she's watching TV and she sees it on TV, like, I'll get a text message, like, it's on, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what it is about that movie, but we just have this weird connection. And I just love it. I think it's a great science fiction film. The love story is, there is, like, a love story in it, which is really bad. I never found that love story to be any, it just not, I, it was never believable. All right, they have no chemistry at all. Keanu Reeves and I forgot the female's name. Her name's Trinity in the film, but they have no chemistry at all, but somehow they're in love with each other. And then in part two, they try to make it up with they're basically just, they just can't keep their hands off of each other, which isn't really love. It's more lust. But anyway, you want to see people dodge bullets? Watch The Matrix. Great film. That's another one that still holds up. The special effects are pretty damn good. The action's good in it. And yeah, it's a great film. All right. Number two on my list is actually a tie. This is a tie right here. It's Spaceballs and Pee-wee's Big Adventure. When I was little, these two films were my babysitter at one point. My father had a, you get two VCRs and you cover the one of them with tape, but you cover the square with tape. You can record like two movies. It was like I had three movies on one VHS tape. I had this, I had Spaceballs, Pee-wee's Big Adventure, and I can't remember the third one. But these two were my fucking movie. I don't give a shit. I could have been running around the house. You push play. I stopped what I was doing. I sat in front of that TV and I watched it. I fucking love Spaceballs. I love Pee-wee's Big Adventure. I'm super excited for the new one coming out. I believe it's supposed to come out the beginning of 2016. The third Pee-wee Herman film. Very excited about that. And there's been rumors of a Spaceballs 2. I know Mel Brooks said he didn't know if he should write it or not. I'd say just write it, fuck it, because I would love to see that film. But yeah, Spaceballs and Pee-wee's Big Adventure are, it's a tie for number two of my favorite films, because I've watched them both equally, and I adore them. I simply fucking adore the Pee-wee Herman movies. And I just like the one thing about Spaceballs is that a lot of the jokes I didn't get until I got much older. which proves that I probably shouldn't have been watching that movie at such a young age. You know, I mean, there's a line in that movie where he goes, "I bet she gives great helmet." I had no idea that he was talking about sucking dick. But look, there it is. All right. And then number one, of course, if you listen to this podcast, if you even know me at all, it's Boogie Nights. I love the cast of that film. I love the directing. I love the close-ups. I don't know why I'm obsessed with this movie and just the close-ups, but it just does it the best. I don't know what it is, but this movie has some of the best close-ups ever. And besides the close-ups, great soundtrack throughout the whole goddamn film. I still listen to it to this day. I watch that movie at least once a month. I just love the acting. I love all of the characters. If I had to describe the movie, people give me shit about this too when I describe this film. You can say that it's about a young man who gets into the porn business, but I know I always looked at this movie as it's about family. It's about this really weird, dysfunctional family. Yeah, they're in this porn business together, but it really is, they're in this small world of porn, and the movie just follows how they deal with the outside world. Anytime they're making a porno, anytime they're, you know, together, everything's cool. But as soon as they kind of step out, it just gets really weird. And it's got Burt Reynolds in it, so what the fuck else do you need? It's a great goddamn film. Great film. And, you know, Mark Wahlberg's in it. This is when people, I think, started taking him real serious as an actor. And, yeah, it's just a great goddamn movie, man. And, that's the end of my list. I know for a fact I forgot hundreds of movies. You know, I talked about Terminator 2 and Arnold Schwarzenegger. The movie Commando, you know, I know for a fact should be on this list. They're just too many. Honestly, too many films. Maybe one day I'll put together a top 100 and just do like a series of these things. But, or maybe I could do like a top 10 my favorite comedies or my favorite action films. I could probably do something like that, but there's no way for me to even make a list of my top 10 favorite movies, even though I just tried to. You know, just thinking about it now, there's just so many I missed. But immediately off the top of my head, these are my top, well, again, not 10, there's 11 films, but these are my favorite 11 films, and check them out. This is definitely, you could definitely get my personality by watching all 10 of these movies. All right, so enjoy them. That's your homework for the week. Check out any of these movies. All right, I'm pretty sure you could find all these films in a bargain bin. I guarantee it. You know, especially Biloxi Blues, I always see it in the $5 bin at a Walmart or a Best Buy, you know, and Terminator 2, you can find that cheap and shit like that. So, yeah, check them out, man. All right, that is the podcast for this week. Thanks for listening. You know, subscribe, iTunes, Stitcher, all that stuff. And I think that's about it. All right. And Twitter. Yeah. Follow me on Twitter and tweet at me. Let me know what you think of any of these movies. If you've seen them, if you've never seen it, if you've never seen any of these movies, I know a couple like Biloxi Blues that usually that's a movie that's not on many people's radar. And people, it seems to slip through the cracks. But it's one of those little gems of mine that I don't know. I just love that movie. So, yeah, check that out. Any of the other movies on the list. You know what happened just now? Like, my brain was thinking, I was talking in my head too fast, and my lips weren't fast enough, so they had to, like, catch up slowly. All right, I'm sorry. What was I? All right, just subscribe to the fucking podcast. All right, that's it. What else? That's basically what I do at the end of every podcast, you know? So just do that. Thank you. All right? Take care. Be safe, all that good stuff. All right, later. Bye. Yo, Ray, that's you, baby? Damn, man. I heard all these.
these things about you, man. Boy, I heard you been doing your thing, man. Wait, let me tap them pockets, man. Them pockets fat. You know I'm gonna get mine. Yo, Ray, baby, check this out. Yo, we done went through so many trials and tribulations, man. It's a shame, man. But you know I told you who the devil is, man. Always watch them people who lie to you. When people try to cheat you, man, at your money. I told you, you ain't let me cheat you at your money. Shit, man, what? You gonna let another nigga cheat you out your money, boy? You crazy? Alright, watch the tricks, baby. Cause the trick is a lie. And a lie is a thief. Trust me, baby. You know what I'm saying? Now give me a couple hundred, man. So I'm gonna do my thing, nigga. I'm going on the road Yo, I already had the vision. Yo, Ray, I had a vision. I seen you, man, at Madison Square Garden. And I just came through and you said, yo. And it was real, son. And you took the world by storm. They didn't understand it. Cause they didn't see that far. They couldn't see the forest from the tree. But Ray, I'ma tell you, it's your time, man. Go get that paper, man. You understand? Get that paper, man, because it belongs to you, man. Laws of God. Trust, keep a law in your heart, brother, and you won't fail. Trust me. Always remember, how far did thou travel? Thou travel as far as the dimension he could see. What you see. That's all I can say, baby. Watch the liar. Watch the cheat. And watch the thief.
What up, nigga? Yeah, man, chill. Stick around for a minute. There's a lot of money out there. Trying to get a lot of fold-ups, Captain. So, where, nigga? Play the roof.